SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. I think you're going to love it. I think you're going to need it. You can watch the network on there. You can listen to the network on there. It's unbelievable. It's just fantastic. And you can follow your favorite hosts. It's got in-game odds, stories, highlights, videos. It's got it all. The Sports Grid app, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X 7 days a week, all day, every day? Just go to sportsgrid-live. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast on Apple iTunes. And let me tell you about tonight's lineup on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. On the TV side, it's 6 Eastern. After this show, it's Game Time Decisions with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri. And also at 8 o'clock, it's In Game Live, the legendary show with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan from 8 to 10. At 10 to midnight Eastern, it's Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci and his boy, the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live. On Sports Grid Radio at 8 to 10, it's Carver and Lisi. Check it out, Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. All right, it's time for the only thing that really, truly matters, tater time.
It is time for an opening day tater time for us. We'll give ourselves plenty of time to prepare, especially since the numbers are already up. Let's go, baby. Now, look, you know how I like to do it. A lot of mine is some past performance against the starting pitcher. Some of it is just numbers that I think are bad, and a few other things. Or going after a really bad starting pitcher. I'm going to start in Houston, and this number actually kind of stuck out to me for Yordan Alvarez. And Clay Holmes becoming a starting pitcher now this year. They're at home in Houston. Plus 420 for Yordan. Guy you usually get in the threes last year. I'll take a little shot with him for an opening day boom at plus 420. Next, Alex Bregman, first year with the Red Sox. How about the numbers against nasty Nate Eovaldi in his career? 10 for 29 with 2 home runs, hitting 345 off of him. He gets his Red Sox career started with a bang at plus 550. Are you kidding me? How about Vladdy? This one really stuck out to me. Now, I've seen Vladdy at some places in the fours and fives, plus 650. We're able to get at one shop, and he is against Zach Eflin in his career's got it. He has lit him up to the tune of 7 for 19 and 2 home runs, 368. So Vladdy starts off a big walk year with that. Cody Bellinger making his Yankee debut. Really wanted to try to stay away from some guys outside in the cold, but the number stuck out to me, and he's hit Peralta in his career, 5 for 12. With a home run off of him, and the price was pretty good at 7-1. So plus 700 for a belly bomb on opening day at Yankee Stadium. Our boy, Vinny P, back in the mix. Vinny Pasquantino of the Royals against Tanner Bibee. 6 for 8 with 2 home runs. He owns this dude, Bibee. So we will go with Vinny P at plus 750. And the last one I threw in for you, because why not get, I know you're excited about Skeens on opening day. But how about O'Neill Cruz?
Cruise missile.
8-1 plus 800 for a cruise missile? Hey, I know Alcantara's great. You said it before. He hasn't pitched in a long time, and I don't know how long he's going to go in this game. So I might get this cruise homer between the 5th and the 9th inning with the underbelly of a really bad Marlin bullpen.
Right.
Plus 800 for a cruise missile on opening day.
I mean, these are just fantastic options for the citizenry in general.
And big numbers, Alvarez, Bregman, Vladdy, Belly Bomb, Vinny P, and O'Neill.
Do you know how many
Cruz
times this guy rings the bell last
time.
Year on this show? I mean, it's just, I sit back and admire the greatness. And then it's like between the golf betting and the ringing the bell with the taters, I'm surprised he doesn't have some kind of hockey thing for goals every night. I'm a little disappointed.
It's too hard.
But overall, we're talking about greatness. Tater. Ringing a bell, greatness, just taters flying out. Baseball is so boring, it's not even funny. But when you're watching for taters, it's a different sport altogether.
It really is all that I care about anymore. It's just home runs every day. I don't really care about anything else. Who wins and who loses? Runs, who does that? I just care about home runs. That is all that matters to me.
Food and home runs.
Yes. The Yankees are the first Major League Baseball team that gets valued at more than $8 billion with a B dollar.
And we got to listen to Hal talk about we're not going to go crazy with our budget, but we're worth $8.2 billion, this guy. Yep. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine the family dinner? Can you imagine at the family dinner when Hal's like, I could sell this team tomorrow for $10 billion. Why would they ever sell it? Every year it gets more and more and more and more. It's like the Dallas Cowboys. It just keeps getting more and more and more. It's just, it's insanity. $8 billion. You wonder why they got tiramisu in a baseball cap at the stadium. Because they can do it. They got a lot of money.
I told you every day this week leading up to opening day, I'd give you some more new ballpark food.
Food, love it.
Here we go. How about the crab fries down at the Oriole games this year? I mean, look at this. Look at the crab. You got a big crab meat in there on the fries. The cheese in there, too. The crab meat.
I make games for that.
Oh, look at that. I forgot they got it on the dogs, too. Look at that. Little crab meat on the dogs.
Crab dog.
I mean, you've got it all. Crab dogs down there as well. And look at that. I mean, it's just amazing.
Oh, my God.
Orioles,
what is happening
getting
there?
Getting involved. And then you can go up to Citi Field, and why not wash it down with an entire bucket of chocolate chip cookies? Look at that. 12 chocolate chip cookies in a bucket. Get yourself a dozen cookies right there in a bucket. At Citi Field. Also at Citi Field this year.
What?
You always talk about the sausage race
in
Milwaukee.
Nothing like it.
DC's got the presidents, right? They do the ex-president race around
the
track.
Lame.
Not the same as the sausages. So the Mets are also now going to try and replicate the sausage race.
Is that right?
In Milwaukee. Oh, yeah. They sure are. And they are going to do what they believe they call a five-borough race every day. And look at that. You have got the slice of pizza representing Brooklyn, the skyscraper for Manhattan, the giraffe for the Bronx, I guess for the zoo, Staten Island, the ferry, and for Queens, the subway car, the five borough mascot race at Citi Field this year.
Now, wait a minute. What did you say? The Staten Island, what were they doing in Staten Island? They're
ferry,
not using the Fresh
boat.
Kills dump?
No, they did not use that. They did not use that. They went with the ferry.
The 10 miles of garbage piled in the air in Staten Island that people are breathing in, that's not part of the race.
Not part of it. They are not using that, believe it or not.
What a hell.
It's Staten Island.
For all my friends.
There you go. Very excited for baseball to start tomorrow. Opening day with tons of games.
I think taters and food, all that matters at baseball games. Home runs and food. That is it.
Yeah, that's it. And, I mean, some of these food items, they're just absolutely tremendous. They certainly are. All right, we have
a
lot more to do.
On this show this week. We showed a lot of food, menu
items. A lot of ballpark food. We will let me finish Golf Wednesday with Stewie. We'll get ready for the Houston Open. And then I've got the Russell Wilson stuff for you. I've got some NCAA tournament back tomorrow night, NIT tonight. We've got hockey tonight. There's a lot of stuff to
finish. Oh, and that game's on right now. The CBI Finals is on right
CBI.
Now.
CBI. Cleveland State getting involved against Illinois.
Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. And yes, you know it, a Golf Wednesday on C2C. And every week, Keith Stewart from Read the Line is with us to get ready for this week's event, which, of course, we leave Florida after a month, the Florida swing over. We head to Texas, little Texas two-step, Houston this week, San Antonio next week, before we head down Magnolia Lane for the Masters in a couple of weeks. Hi, Keith. How are you? Back from TGL down in Florida with the Atlanta Drive getting involved with a win over New York. Hi, Keith.
Mike, you know, I was on the first flight back up here to New Jersey last night. Tremendous, tremendous close by the Atlanta Drive. TGL, what a season. I could talk about it for hours. Not sure people want to listen, but boy, they did some good things for golf. And congratulations to Arthur Blank and everyone there. Just a fantastic, fantastic night.
It really was. And you know what, Keith? I think it did pick up steam as it moved along. And I know we've talked about this a lot. They had the initial burst. What is this thing? Oh, look, Tiger's playing. Let me watch him for the first time. And I did think that towards the end, it really did become something with, especially for the golf fan, I thought the biggest thing, Keith, takeaway for me was seeing some personality out of most of the guys. Not all, most of the guys. You did see a lot of personality, especially Billy Ho, who hit that big putt last night to win it for Atlanta.
Well, you know what? I all these guys are a brand within the greater brand of golf, right? And 72 holes of stroke play down there in Houston isn't necessarily going to show them off in an arena like this. Pardon the pun, but it's intended, right? I mean, guys like Wyndham Clark, guys like Ludwig, these guys were stars this season. You know, you got to know a little bit more about Cam Young and Ricky Fowler, you know, who has always been one of those guys. He, you know, when he came up from Oklahoma State, you know, he was riding dirt bikes and he was also playing golf. He was very cool. You know, all of this is making golf cool. And, you know, probably one of the most unique moments last night was the interaction between Billy Ho and his daughter. And his daughter said, "Hey, Dad, don't worry about it. I know you're behind, but you guys are really good at singles," right? And all year we've been hearing about this. Families, kids love to tune into TGL, and there's really nothing better for golf. I mean, as a PGA professional, you got to lean into it. And you know what? I'm so happy for the people there at TGL. It was delayed a year with the building issues and stuff. And, you know, I was with all of those folks last night. Afterward last night, it was just a huge, huge celebration about the game, and people were so happy. I actually chatted with Arthur Blank, which was an absolute trip. I mean, I'm just a golf professional, man. Like, to meet that guy and to talk to him, I think TGL did a lot of good things. And, you know, challenges out there now. They got 9 months before they get back. How can they make it better? And I know they're thinking about it.
Make it better, and I'm sure that there's other guys who now want to be a part of it. After watching it, there's probably other guys who are around who missed out on it this year and said, "Wow, that was pretty cool. That's somewhere I can maybe showcase myself." So we'll see if any changes happen in terms of rosters, etc. Maybe more teams. Who knows? All right, let's get to this week, Keith, because of course we leave Florida and we go to Texas for a few weeks. We're ramping up now here. It's almost time for Augusta, first major of the year, the Masters. And an interesting spot we have in Houston this week at the Texas Children's Houston Open at Memorial Park, where we have two giants, Scotty and Rory, an enormous gap, which we never see something like this. I mean, two guys under 6.5 to 1, and then the next guy on the board isn't until 28, and everyone's 28 or longer. I think, I usually ask you about the course first, but I actually think this is a bigger thing this week. Are Scotty and Rory here to get work in this week, or are they here to win? Let me ask you. I know everybody wants to win when they get out there, but these guys win a lot, and you know this is tune-up stuff. They want to be right for the Masters, and I'm sure if they're in it on Saturday evening, they're going to go, "Yeah, I'm going to go win tomorrow and blow these guys away." But what's the real focus for Scotty and Rory this week?
Mike, it is the most important question for the week because these two guys are there on two different missions. If you're talking about Rory McIlroy, if I said, who do you think's the best player in the world right now? You would say Rory McIlroy over Scottie Scheffler. He's got the titles to prove it. And the way that he's playing, Rory's there to maintain. Rory comes in top 10, top 5, you know, top 20. It really doesn't matter. He could certainly win. He's got the talent to do that. He's got the recent form to do that. Rory is there to maintain, get ready for Magnolia Lane. Scottie Scheffler is there to grind. It's very important that Scottie not only beats Rory, but maybe beats the entire field. Scottie has not been completely right yet. And as such, heading in to defend, you know, going for his third green jacket in, 4 years? Scottie's got a lot more to prove this week to himself first, not to the golfing crowd. People are still going to favor him. He's still the betting favorite at Augusta, which is interesting. But for Rory, it's maintained. McIlroy's got to maintain. Scheffler, he's got to score. He's got to get the job done.
Yeah, he's got to pick it up. Look, he hasn't been Scotty of the last 2 years yet this year. He just has not been that. He's been pretty good, but not Scotty, immortal Scotty, that we came accustomed to the last couple of seasons. Let's talk about quickly Memorial Park. Obviously, I think this is the fourth or fifth time that we're here, but we haven't had any catastrophic shutdown weather yet. We've had all this wind and all this talk, AM, PM waves. It seems like, Keith, we're actually going to get some serious, like, go sit in the clubhouse for a day and a half weather that could be coming through Houston.
Yeah, there's definitely some rain coming there, and they haven't had much rain since January. In fact, it even snowed down there in Houston, so it's been a rough growing season for them. You're going to see a lot of tight lies around Memorial Park, and that's actually a good thing if you're talking about the Masters. When this was in November, it really was kind of lost on the schedule because this is one of the better golf courses that the guys – by better, I mean par 70, 7,400 yards. Like, this place could host a major championship. It is a great test of golf by Tom Doak, the way he moves everything with the land, the green complexes. You know, we could talk about this a lot, but it's really a great prep for Augusta National. And as such, you know, having a little bit of weather, softening it up and everything, it's going to make this place play a lot longer, and it's going to favor probably the Bombers narrative that we're all hearing about that the pundits are pushing this week.
A very big Bombers narrative, that's for sure, coming out of Houston with the field that we are going to have. We will come back, and we will get Keith's plays for this weekend down in Houston. We've got a bunch of guys, as I always love, on the same card. We had that last week too. Man, Bridgman just let us down as Bridgman last week on the back nine. Oh, come on, Jacob. Maybe this week, who knows? We'll see who Keith likes when we come back. Coast to coast on the Golf Links.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, a Golf Wednesday on C2C as we have Keith Stewart from Read the Line with us every week, getting ready for this week's event. The Houston Open is where we are, a couple weeks away from Augusta. Let's get to Keith's card, and we will start with the outrights, Keith. And yes, I do see little Ryan Ginger at the top of the card.
Well, you know what? Aaron Rye, it's a perfect fit for him. For the second week in a row, Mike, we're going to have five par threes on that golf course. And there's not many better long iron players in the PGA Tour than Aaron Rye, right? Plus 2,800. He's sitting right there. He's definitely had, you know, the chops lately in order to prove his worth, not only at that number, but picking him at this place. You know, he's finished seventh here twice, three times in the top 20. And then lately, what's he been doing? Mexico, he's fourth. API, tough golf course, you know, similar to what we're going to see at Memorial Park, 11th there, and he was 14th at the Players. A little further down the board, I've got a couple guys from down there at Oceania. Where is that? Well, Australia, New Zealand, right? Those guys down there, they grow up playing golf in the wind. They grow up playing golf on tight lies, right? So the first one at plus 3,500, Jason Day, eighth at the Arnold Palmer. You know, at Houston, he's been here before. He's finished seventh. He's finished 16th. And what do you have to do here? Like, what are Keith's keys in order to play well here? Number one, you got to be able to putt. You got to be able to lag putt. The four winners here at Memorial Park have gained on average seven strokes on the field. Seven strokes, Mike, with their flat stick. You got to be a great chipper and pitcher of the golf ball, and you have to be good with your long irons, right? Jason Day, when he was number one in the world, that was his MO. Those were his superpowers, right? Those are his skills. Another guy, young up-and-comer down there from New Zealand, right, down in Oceania, plus 3,500, Minwoo Lee at the Players, 20th, Cognizant, 11th. You know, AT&T 17th. Look at all these different types of golf courses that one of the best drivers of the golf ball in the world. If you want to lean in to a guy who could really use the driver to separate from the field, Rory would be one. Minwoo Lee would probably be number two in this field. And I love his opportunity around the green, scoring. The approach game gives me a little bit, you know, to worry about, but he hits it so far off the tee, he's not going to be hitting as many long approaches as some of the other players. And then, you know, I think about a champion from a couple of years ago, Mike. Jason Kokrak, right? Well, I'm going to give you the new version of Jason Kokrak. I'm going with Andrew Novak, right? At plus 9,000. Novak has been really good at Torrey Pines this year. He was 13th at the Genesis. Remember, we played there twice, and he was third in the Farmers. Go back to last year's champion, Stefan Jaeger, right? He was third at Mexico, and he was also third at the Farmers, right? Torrey Pines is a great comp course here. Novak is the type of guy, he's a brute off the tee, very, very good ball striker, very, very good with his long irons, and he can score a little bit. Even for a big guy, he's got some nice touch. That's my outright card.
I had Kokrak here that year that he won. That was a good win for me when Kokrak won down in Houston. Cam had some Novocaine on his card as well with a little Andrew Novak, a little Novocaine for him. Placements here, and it is the first time we're seeing JJ spawn since losing in that playoff to Rory.
Well, hey, everybody knows who he is now. The guy's number one in the field on approach, Mike. Hey, we've got Scotty and we've got Rory there. JJ Spawn deserves a spot in the top 10. You might even think about him as an outright. He's definitely one of those guys, as good as he's striking it, and this is a ball striker's ballpark, right? Top 20s, Alex Smalley. He's got five top 21s in his last seven starts. Alex Smalley is a name. The Duke grad, right? He's got a fourth. He's got a 15th in the last 3 years there at Memorial Park. Top 40 board, Harris English. Go to a hard golf course. Go to a U.S. Open-style golf course like this, right? A lot of movement in the ground. There's only 21 bunkers on this golf course, Mike. 21, and three of them are fairway bunkers. There's a lot of chipping swells and everything. You know Harris English. He can get the ball out there off the tee. He's a very good long iron player. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Winning score is going to be like 12 or 13 under par. I love a Harris English golf course like that. Mac Hughes. I mean, this one's easy to explain. There's not a high penalty for missing the fairway. Mac Hughes with his chipping and putting is going to keep himself in it. He's got four top 30s in four trips here to Memorial Park, plus 115 for a top 40. And then Patrick Buck Rogers, for sure. Five top 25s since Pebble Beach, and one more for you. You know, sly as a fox, Ryan Fox, that shut club face at the top, the guy rips at it like Jaeger, and he could definitely score.
We love Ryan crazy like a fox here on Coast to Coast. Head-to-heads quickly, Keith. And the ladies are in Arizona. Throw them in, too.
All right. JJ Spawn over Tony Finau. Three full field cut events this year. Finau hasn't made the cut in one of them. Then I'm going Bridgman, our guy Jacob. We're going back there again over Sung Jae Im. Im has lost on approach in six of his last seven starts. If you like the ladies, LPGA are back. The Ford Championship down there in Arizona. I'm going with Charlie Hull at plus 2,200. And I'm going back to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. How about Keith? Charlie Hull this week out in Arizona. I like that. Keith Stewart, read the line. Let's cash him on Golf Wednesday. What about you?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What a gem that guy is, Stewie from Read the Line. I mean, honestly, I mean, a diamond, literally. He's like a gemstone. He's like that show, Gemstones, with your boy. He's on there. What's his name, Mafia, the guy? Danny? He's bounding down. I love that dude. Anyway, I can't remember all these things, Carver High. Don't, like, hold me to it.
You can't remember everything. It's okay. It does happen. That's for sure. All right, I have a couple quick NFL things for you. Of course, Russell Wilson found a new home last night. I already just saw him now. He's meeting with the media. Now, it is kind of bizarre, right? Because when the Giants signed famous Jameis last week, we kind of assumed that he was going to be the guy to, like, you know, usher in whoever they draft. Like, he was going to be the guy. And apparently that is not the case because they bring Russ in here with this 1 year deal, which can be, he can get up to $21 million bucks. I think he's guaranteed. What does he say? Guaranteed 10 or 12
million,
10 and a half million. I'm kind of confused by it all. Does this mean look, they were so bad at quarterback the last few years. I guess they want to have as many options as possible. My thing with Russ is, like, if they do draft one of these kids, like, I don't know if that's great for having Russ around for that. I think with Jameis it is. I don't think Russ will be welcoming, I guess you could say.
Well, let's just say this. Like, you know, he plays like he's, you know, Mr. Born Again Christian. Trust me.
Right.
I'm around the Steelers a lot. He plays like he's everybody's best friend. This is third team in 3 years. And they're going to give him $21 million. He's going to get 10.5 automatic. He's going to play there 1 year, and that'll be the end of it. And I literally after that, I'll be surprised if he plays anywhere else. I think his career is coming to an end. I think Famous is the backup. I think Cutlets is hanging on a laundry line out in the backyard. Because what they're going to do is they're going to draft Sanders. Now I've heard the rhetoric, which happens every day from now until the draft, that the Giants are trying to trade up with the Titans and get the number one pick and all of that bullshack. So here's what's going to happen. They're going to draft Sanders. They're going to, this year, Wilson's going to play. They're going to go at best, 500. They can't even possibly do that at when they're playing that 17 games. So let's say he's 500 as the starter and famous Jameis plays a few games, whatever. Because I watch this guy and all I see is decline. The guy was 5-1, or what was he? 6-1. And then he lost 5 straight games in December, and that was the end of it. And then Christmas Day was an abortion. I mean, honestly, and then I went to the Bengal game, and it was even worse. He got so bad. He is like quicksand. He is so slow. It's like he has cement blocks on his feet. He cannot get out of pressure in the pocket. Those days are over. I will not deny that the guy can drop back and throw a decent route out or post pattern. I won't deny that the guy can throw the ball. But when he's under pressure, he's dead meat. Absolute dead meat. You saw it. I saw it. We all saw it. He couldn't win in Pittsburgh if it hit him in the ass. So the bottom line is, you can have him. See you later. I still think they draft Sanders 3. He's the future. And then by the time they're done, Cutlets, they're going to eat him like a chicken cutlet. That'll be the end of him. And famous Jameis got a 2-year deal. He'll be the backup. And Sanders will be the starter. In 2 years, not this year, next, the year after. That'll be Sanders' job. And they're going to lose again this year. And obviously, what are they going to do? Blame Shane and Dable again with this crappy quarterback room? Any way you slice it, Mike, you cannot disagree that that is a subpar quarterback room. All three of them. DeVito sucks. He's awful. Famous Jameis is funny, but he's also awful. And the bottom line is that Russell Wilson is finished.
I mean, honestly, at this point, like, look, I don't know what's been laid down to Shane and Dable in terms of this year. Now, listening to Mara at the end of the season, it sounds like he is, you know, like, we better win
threatening
next year
people.
We're going to make some changes. Like, if that wasn't the case, like, I would actually, if I was them and I had some security, which I don't think they have, I could actually play long game at this point. Like, this is the kind of quarterback room that you're going to be so bad that you could get Arch next. That you could get Arch Manning next year. Like, that's how bad this quarterback room is. Like, you can lose enough.
You're right. That
you might get
point.
Arch next year.
That's
and forget
point.
About taking Sanders. Go take someone else. You know, go take someone else with the 3rd pick this year. Put these two guys out there, or Russ, whoever, and then you might be so bad you can get Arch next year. That might even be, you know, but I don't know if they have that amount of time. I don't know. They might have to try to win.
Are they slick enough to pull that off? No, because the reality is this, is that you know as well as I do, you and I live in New York City. This is big time business here. And he only cares about one thing. When that stadium is half empty, he's not making any money. Mara's not having it. So he actually believes that these three can, you know, win them some games this year, that they can go 8-9 or something and make money. They want to make money. I agree with you. That would be so unbelievable if they pulled off get Arch Manning. That'd be the same thing if the Steelers did it next year at the draft in Pittsburgh, that they got Arch Manning. It's not going to happen. These moves are too sophisticated and slick to predict that you're going to do that a year from now in a draft, a year from now. Those type of projections are insanity. It's like me sitting here trying to tell you who's going to win the World Series this year. What am I, Biff? I mean, honestly, like I know the answers to everything a year, 2, 5 down the road. It's like Jim Nance telling me about 11 years from now. He doesn't know whether he's going to get hit by a car in 4 years. Nobody knows anything about the future, and if they did, we'd all be rich.
Look, if they were bad enough this year, this is why I'm with you. I don't think that this is going to happen. If they were bad enough this year to get the first pick in next year's draft, all that means is that Shane and Dable tank the roster for two other guys to get Arch Manning, a new GM and a new coach. That's all that they're going to do. If they're
Who wants to do that?
Someone else take
like,
them.
Do you think Shane and Dable want to bend over and took a city again this year and just keep losing? Like, they've already been bashed enough. I honestly think that that guy, Shane, is the biggest moron I've ever seen in a front office in my life. Like, watching that guy trying to pretend like he can talk to brothers on the phone was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. He is so white, it's not even funny. Like, you're a dork. He's a dork. And we know Dable. I'll tell him right to his face. Yo, your GM's a dork. Like, he's such a dork. He's not even a nerd. He's a dork. He's a loser. Like, that guy was so pathetic talking to Barkley on the phone. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life in professional football. I have never seen anything more embarrassing than that guy handling that with his owner and with his star player than that moron idiot. He's a moron idiot. And you know what? I heard he was he's the future from Buffalo. He's a genius. That guy has been, he's apocalyptic. He's so stupid. He's the worst thing I've ever seen. You know what? He should marry that guy, Marks, at the Nets. The two of them could be lovers and make babies. You know why? They're both idiots. He's an idiot. You can quote me on that, too. That guy's got to go before they'll ever win. They're never going to win in New York with that guy running the team. He's an idiot.
There was also a story today that Russ...
And I'm right.
Russ really wanted to go back to the Steelers end. He really wanted...
We don't want you back.
He was begging to go back to the Steelers and then took the giant offer when he realized the Steelers were
we
not
don't want
bringing
you.
Him back.
You should have heard the fans at the games I was at. Oh, they hate him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't get me started on this Russell Wilson. Honestly,
yeah.
I cannot.
Well, he went back.
I gotta tell you, I can't wait to watch him dissolve like Alka-Seltzer in New York with the Giants. I mean, it is going to be like Alka-Seltzer. I mean, that's what that's
like,
going to be.
Here's the thing. Like, and I, somebody brought this up. I saw somebody tweet this. I don't remember who it was, but I thought it was so true. We know that Russ is like, you know, he's a phony. Like all his like stuff with the media and how he talks to the media and all this upbeat, you know, I'm the greatest human being that ever lived stuff. Like, you know, you saw him for a year in Pittsburgh, you saw him in Denver and Seattle. Like, he breathes off this like very like, I'm kind of a, you know, like above everybody else,
guy.
Like, type of deal. Like all that phony stuff, that will not work in New York.
Here.
That
not
will
here.
Not work. In
Everyone
New
here
York.
Is negative.
That will
negative.
Get cut up immediately. Like, they start, like, he start going back and they start 2-5 again or 1-6. And he's not going to be able to go up there and be like, yeah, you know, giant pride and we're going to, you know, we're doing, like, they are, he's not going to work. Like, you know, let's ride, you know, let's, all this stuff, all his catchphrases and all his, you know, team first stuff. that will not work in New York.
Mr. Unlimited. Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, like it's not gonna work here. Yeah, that stuff does not fly in New York City. So God bless and good luck to Russell Wilson. The Patriots signed Stephon Diggs. 3 years, up to $69 million. I was kind of surprised he got that much money coming off of an ACL injury.
Yeah, with his blowed-out knee. And here's another guy that, you know what he is? He's just spoiled dinner is what he is. This guy is another one. He's another Jimmy Lymphoma. Your boy, Mr. Me, I, and he just destroys everything he touches. I mean, I don't want this guy around anybody. My grandmother, my children, he's bad luck. Black Cloud Diner. Boom, you can have
that
it.
That is what he is. I hope it stays that way.
That's Jack Hall up in Foxborough. Go ahead.
There you go. Obviously, tomorrow we will do wall-to-wall Sweet 16. We'll do all the numbers. I got more numbers for you up and down. But we do have other things to get to today, and we're running out of time. I will, though, play the Izzo for you today. Izzo yesterday went on like a 5-minute rant about the transfer portal being open the same week as the Sweet 16 still going on. We obviously can't play all of it, but we're going to play some of it. Here's Tom Izzo.
You know, I'm going to worry today about the guys I got in this program that have done an incredible job this year.
Look at that.
And that's it.
Great.
And if that costs me later, so be it. But Tom Izzo wasn't cheating the people that he has that have been loyal to him for this chaos that is going on out there. Is that cool? You got enough? Because you don't understand.
Like Carver High.
When I came back Sunday night, that was it. There was nothing on my mind but giving these guys a chance to win one more game, get to Elite Eight, and one more game, and have a memory that'll last their entire life, their kids' life, and their grandkids' life. Because that's what it is. And so excuse me for being passionate about it or pissed off about it, whichever word you want to use.
Here we go. Listen, you know, he's great. And I respect him so much. And, like, this is the kind of stuff. Like, I'm an Indiana guy, and I respect this guy. He passed my hero, Bob Knight, in wins, and I still respect him. And it's no different than I hate your team, but I respect Mike Bossy. I got a Bossy jersey. I respect him so much, and he's so right. College sports is so effed right now. It is so effed. It's not even college sports anymore. It's not. They got to come up with a new name for it. Like Pro Level 2. It's Pro Level 2. We may call it Pro Level 2 from now on. College football and basketball. And no one cares about the other sports. Hate to tell you, the kid in the swimming team and golf team and tennis team, you lose. No one cares. And I got guys that have tennis players in this company and their families and everybody else. You have to admit it. It's ruined. College sports is no longer college sports. It's Pro Level 2.
It really is. It's amazing what's going on with it. We've talked about it a lot this week.
Leeches on the skin. It's like having a giant leech on your forehead when you're on a Poseidon adventure. A giant leech.
More coaching news here. Xavier lost Sean Miller, but they gained Richard Pitino. They hire him from New Mexico.
So in the Big East.
Taking on each other, the two Pitinos now in the Big East against each other, head-to-head. VCU hires Bryant coach Phil Martelli Jr. Of course, he took
Good
that
coach.
Bryant team to the tournament. And
Good
his
coach.
Dad's going to be on the staff, he said today, too. He's a dad with
his
him.
His dad, legendary coach. But you're legend. Not allowed to respect your elders, not anymore, because of Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley. Now you just have to treat Phil Martelli like he's an old cricket.
That's it. Remember, Coach talked to Fran McCaffrey last week here on the grid. He's taking the Penn job, so Ivy League.
You talk about going homeless. He's in the Ivy League at Penn. Let me tell you something about Penn. They got the Penn relays and nothing else. You get a good education there. Penn basketball is ass mustard, okay? It'll never matter with him or anyone else, and you can quote me on that, though. Oh, I'm so
Didn't
right. It's
go?
Not even funny.
Didn't he go
he's
there,
friends
right?
with him, and I respect Coach more than anyone,
guy.
But stop trying to sell him like he's Jesus Christ at Penn. What could be worse than coaching at Penn?
All right. We have got we'll come back. Very busy leftovers. We're going to do Will. I got to play Will Wade yesterday with NC State telling you how he's going to go to the Final Four next year. The NIT numbers for tonight. We have those, and then the hockey for tonight. Four games tonight.
Everybody loves
including
hockey.
Including the Islanders, who could take over the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference if they can get 2 points against the Canucks at the horse track. That's it. They'll be in
with
the
my
spot
boy,
if they can get
Patrick. Wah!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Certain things in life are automatic. Carver High's sheet of integrity, his taters, and leftovers.
Everybody loves leftovers. Here's Will Wade. Of course, he was introduced yesterday as the new head coach for NC State after taking McNeese on that run. Let's just say he expects the Wolfpack to be back in the mix fairly quickly, and it seems like
right?
He also did this press conference on like six cans of Red Bull. Here we go.
I want to be very clear. This is not a rebuild. We're going to be in the top part of the ACC next year, and we're going to the NCAA tournament. This is not something that's going to take a whole lot of time. All right? This is make sure you got that on camera. This is going to be done. This is going to be done the right way, and this is going to be done quickly.
Yeah,
we are here to win. We're here to win the right way, and we're going to be aggressive. We're going to be committed. We're going to be thankful in all that we do. We're going to be very aggressive. We're going to play aggressive on both ends of the floor. We're going to play aggressive offensively, aggressive defensively. I'd rather tell our players whoa than go. We're going to get guys that are ready to go. We're not going to prime the pump in the morning. They're going to be ready to go, and they're going to play extremely hard, and they're going to represent our university extremely well.
They're going to represent the university well. He'll have a gang of felons playing there in no time in Raleigh. I can guarantee you that. My man, can you say this anymore? How do you cheat anymore in college sports when the money that's going around now is what's happening? Like, the money's what's happening. There's no such thing as cheating anymore in college sports. Now it's just about who's got the most effing money. And I can guarantee you, it don't matter who he gets. He'll get a double murderer to play the three.
Yeah.
The five will be a guy with three wives and seven cars. I mean, like, it doesn't matter anymore what you do. It's how much money can you pay these kids? Did you hear about this kid? The one, he wants $5 million to play. Who's this kid we're thinking of? He wants $5 million now. The superstar player. Do you know who I'm thinking of?
Off the top, is that what you were talking about earlier with the Ohio State wide receiver?
Yeah, the Ohio State football player.
Yes,
the receiver, yes, Smith, yes. Wants $5 million to play in Columbus.
Smith wants,
you know, what I tell him? Thanks for the championship. Go play in the NFL. We're not paying you $5 million for one guy. Their payroll was $22 million. Can you imagine paying one receiver $5 million in college football? You know what's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the world is that kid. You know what? Yeah. That kid will never be happy in life when he's getting paid $5 million to play college football. I got to tell you, it's pro level two now. We call it on coast to coast, pro level two.
Pro level two. Last night in the NIT, Chattanooga beat Bradley. North Texas beat Oklahoma State.
Cover
the moccasins. Both 2-point games, great games. They both go to the Hinkle next week. Tonight we find out who joins them there. Kent State is at Loyola, -4.5 for the Ramblers. UAB getting 4.5, but they're going to the Anteater's Den. Nobody goes to Irvine with a chance to go to the NIT Final Four and gets a win.
Nobody goes to the Bren and comes out of there alive. 4.5 of the Anteaters, 4.5 of the Ramblers. Sister Jean's now 122 years old, and she's going on a blind date tonight for pizza slices.
She'll be at the game.
Sister Jean.
Four NHL games tonight. The Islanders, as I said before, can take over the last wild card spot in the East with a win. They are favorites against the Canucks at the horse track. You also have New Jersey, Chicago, Dallas, Edmonton, and Boston, Anaheim tonight.
I mean, the Islanders lost the game the other night. It was so embarrassing. Why not do it again? Give me Vancouver. I like the Devils on the west side on TNT at the United Center. Can we get a rogue Vachon with the Ducks at the pond? They're as good as the Bruins. And Dallas Edmonton at Rogers. Can we go Stars road tripping?
Wow. How about that? Last thing for me, this tomato can MMA fighter, Jeff Molina, he's having a bad day. He used inside info to bet on UFC fight back in November of 2022 that was flagged for unusual wagering activity. But your boy Jeff's in a lot of trouble.
Who in the F is Jeff Molina? I don't even care what information he had. I have no idea who that is. Perella Finish, Mississippi lawmaker behind the yanking chain law that he wants to pass, is getting death threats. He doesn't want anyone to be touching themselves ever anywhere, including in their own homes. We can't have it. He's been getting death threats. Indiana jump rope champion saves a drowning man in a freezing lake with the double Dutch bus rope car ride. The Double Dutch Bus. GCD is next. Get my app. Search for L. You'll love it. I guarantee it. We'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast.